This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Tracy McClure. The bishops of England and Wales have invited the faithful in the UK to set aside Tuesday, December 4th, as a day of prayer in solidarity with all those suffering injustice in the Middle East and North Africa. The bishops made the announcement after their November plenary assembly, in which they reflected on the tragedies unfolding in Syria and Gaza. December 4th marks the feast day of St. John of Damascus. The bishop said they hoped in this way to link the early church with the living community of Middle Eastern Christians and their vocation as peace builders. In a statement, the bishops prayed that the example of St. John's life can serve to inspire Christians, Muslims, and Jews alike to work for reconciliation and justice. President of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, Archbishop Vincent Nichols, recently returned from a visit to the Holy Land. He told Philippa Hitchin why the bishops wanted this prayer initiative.
A number of bishops, myself included, had just come back from making pilgrimages to the Holy Land, and we were obviously very conscious of the fragile situation which is developing there at the moment. And therefore we recognize the importance of our prayer. Many people who spoke to us there, including the Latin Patriarch, urged us to put prayer as a priority. The second priority they wanted was for us to continue to come in pilgrimage, particularly in support of the Christian and the Catholic communities there. So we want to use the feast day of St. John Damascene on the 4th of December as our day of prayer for peace in the Holy Land, especially at this moment when maybe the election in the United States and the forthcoming election in Israel might just give a window of opportunity to negotiations again. But they are desperate times, and really people living under great tension and difficulties in both countries. I also had an opportunity to visit the land, the valley that is known as the Cresiman Valley, the place where the protection wall might cut off a very considerable portion of land, which at present is part of the Betjala village in the Bethlehem area. And that decision is before the Israeli courts, and it is one of great, great concern to those people because this land is their most productive land. It's the land in which they earn their living. It's the land in which possible future expansion could take place. And so we follow that with great anxiety and noted the press release of the Assembly of Catholic Ordinaries of the Holy Land, which was put out on the 23rd of October.
Archbishop Vincent Nichols, the president of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. I'm Tracy McClure.